So when did you get into, as you said, the racial stuff?
When the Trayvon Martin case happened, you know, Michael Brown and Tamir Rice and all these different things happened, every single case, it's some little black asshole behaving like a savage, and he gets himself in trouble, shockingly enough. Whatever problems I might have with my fellow white people, they generally are not inclined to such behavior, and you know, you gotta kind of take that into consideration when you're thinking about how to organize your society.
In Oklahoma City.
Okay, so exactly, you have to go back to Oklahoma City to talk about a white act of terrorism,
Elliot Roger,
right?
Dylann Roof.
Okay, so now you've managed to name three people, and I'm pretty sure Elliot Roger wasn't explicitly white, by the way. But the thing is, you remember the names of white bombers and mass shooters, okay?
Yeah.
Can you tell me the name of all 19 hijackers on 9/11 off the top of your head? You can remember Dylann Roof's name. You
we
can remember Tim McVeigh's name.
We were asking whether white people were capable of violence.
I didn't say capable. Of course we're capable. I'm carrying a pistol. I go to the gym all the time. I'm trying to make myself more capable of violence. I'm here to spread ideas, talk, in the hopes that somebody more capable will come along and do that. Somebody like Donald Trump, who does not give his daughter to a Jew.
So Donald Trump, but like more racist.
A lot more racist than Donald Trump. I don't think that you could feel about race the way I do and watch that Kushner bastard walk around with that beautiful girl, okay?
Can you talk a little bit about the right adopting the politics or the political style of the left?
We don't have the camaraderie, we don't have the trust level that our rivals do. And that camaraderie and trust is built up through activism, and that is one of the tactics that we're adopting.